At the palace, everything seemed normal at first. The same uniforms at the gate, at the doors. The same quietly efficient staff who guided her first to her guest room overlooking a small garden, and then, when she had showered and changed, to Miranda's suite. It was hard to remember, in this quiet, gracious place, that Bunny was dead, and all their peace in peril. She found herself expecting to see him coming down the corridor, his pleasantly foolish face lighting with a smile. Until she came face to face with Miranda and saw the devastation of that legendary beauty, Cecilia wondered how the same exquisite curves of bone, the same flawless skin, could now express a wasteland. After the rituals of greeting, when the staff had placed a tea set on the low table and withdrawn, Cecilia could wait no longer. No need, when the porcelain surface had already shattered.
Miranda, what have they told you about it? About who did it?
Miranda poured a cup of tea and handed it to Cecilia. The cup did not rattle on the saucer.
Nothing. I know the news media says it was the new Texas militia in retaliation for the executions.
Miranda, I don't think it was the new Tex militia.
Why?
I think it was someone inside.
Family?
Pater said that Bunny broke rules.
He did. He was so quiet, so compliant, it always seemed. But from the first time he brought me a tart he'd filched from the cook when we were children and showed me where we could hide from our governesses, he broke rules.
More important than that.
I know.
Miranda stared past Cecilia's left ear, as if she saw something a long way away, but was too tired to pay much attention.
Miranda!
I have a family. I have responsibilities. Children, grandchildren. You don't want me to forget that.
Yes.
Miranda turned that cameo face full on Cecilia.
I do not care. I do not care about the children. Not even Brun, whom I most desperately want to care about. I do not care about the grandchildren, those bastard brats forced on my daughter. I don't care about anything but Branthcombe. Bunny, whom in this day and age, and in spite of rejuvenations and genetic selection and everything else we've invented to spare us the pain of living, I loved all my life from the time he brought me that cherry tart, and we ate it in alternate bites sitting on the back stairs. I loved him. It was a miracle to me that he loved me, that he survived the hunting season we still make our young people go through, that he remembered me after my years in seclusion at Cypress Hill, that he married me and fathered my children, and no matter what, stayed loyal and decent and...
My dear.
Cecilia reached out, uncertain. But Miranda didn't recoil and leaned into her as if Cecilia were her mother or her aunt. The sobs went on a long time.
Damnation, I thought I was over it.
I don't think you can get over it.
No. Not really. But over it enough to function. You're right. I have to do that much. But I really do not know how.
Your advisors?
Miranda gave Cecilia a sideways glance.
Are vultures. You, never having married, may not realize just how complicated the situation is. Your estate is all yours, and you have the disposal of it.
When my ham-fisted relatives don't interfere.
True. But what I have is Bunny's legacy in several separate realms, some of which I stayed out of. The political...
Surely no one expects you to take over as Speaker.
No. Everyone is sure that the political realm is the one I know least about. More's the pity, since I actually do understand it and could take it over if they'd only let me.
Cecilia managed not to gape by a small margin. Then she thought of Lorenza, who certainly had been, and repressed a shiver.
Lorenza. Now there was another case of backstage expertise. She and I used to play the most delicate games of power. It would bore you, Cecilia, unless you could think of it in equestrian terms, but if you could imagine yourself on a very, very advanced horse, which despised you, but had, for some reason, agreed to obey exactly your commands.
I had one like that.
We are not talking horses. Did you ever fence? Ancient sport, derived from an ancient method of warfare, sword fighting, also called fencing.
No.
Cecilia had just spent a half hour comforting a woman in collapse, and now she was being questioned like a schoolgirl about a sport she had always considered supremely silly.
I don't, fence.
Miranda stood and moved restlessly about the room.
You should. Fencing, if you knew anything about it, is the ideal metaphor for what Lorenza and I did, just as Bunny and her brother Piercy. But no, you don't know the terms.
Cecilia felt her temper gathering like a boil behind her eyes. She squeezed them hard shut.
Miranda, I know you're grieving. It was good for you to cry. But please, quit treating me like a silly, horse-crazy schoolgirl.
But you are. You always have been. You refused to grow up, just like Brune that way. It was ridiculous of Bunny to send Brune to you, of all people.
You blame me for Brune?
Not really. I mean, intellectually, I know we chose her genetic type. We chose to increase the risk-taking and the responsiveness. But there you were, such a model for such a girl. Every hunting season, egging her on over bigger fences as if horses were all that mattered. And what did it get her? To take someone like you for a model? That degradation!
She isn't like me!
She's not horse crazy, no. But that, that stubborn insouciance, that willingness to shed responsibility.
I didn't know you considered me irresponsible.
Not in everything, of course. But no sense of family, no loyalty to the Familius. And she pulled that harebrained stunt to rescue you. She could have been killed then.
Something tapped at the alarms in Cecilia's brain, a tiny hammering.
I didn't ask her to. I couldn't. She just...
loved you.
She loved her family. And you didn't need rescuing.
No. No, I never did.
For a long moment, she stood motionless. Cecilia found it hard to breathe.
Carter Science said we provided the wrong models for Brune. She told Bunny that, in the planning for Brune's rescue. I just can't understand her, though she's my child.
How about the rest of the family? Buttons and Sarah?
Are wonderfully helpful as far as they can be. Buttons, of course, expected to take over as his father's heir. But Bunny's younger brother, Harless, you remember him?
Cecilia nodded. Harless had all the arrogance, all the faux aristocratic foppery, and a third less sense than Bunny had had. Bunny could always go in an instant from the foolish fox-hunting lord of the manor to the sensible, practical, and very capable politician. Harless was Harless. All surface and no substance.
Harless is challenging the family structure, and I'm not sure Buttons can stop him. He's acquired an astonishing amount of stock in several of the corporations. Even old Trima left him her shares.
Will you be all right?
Probably. But I'm going to lose a lot. And I wanted it for Brune. For her and the twins. She needs a safe place. Cerealis would have been perfect.
Hollis isn't taking Cerealis.
He's trying. Oh, you'll always be welcome, Miranda, of course. You'll always have a place, but it was family property, not Bunny's alone. As if I would go there to lurk in the apartment he so generously offered while he strides about pretending to be lord of the manor.
And what are you doing about it? I assume you have some plan.
Yes. But I haven't decided. It would mean tearing up much that Bunny built. Family relationships, friendships, alliances. I can call on my family.
Of the founding families, Miranda's had been known first for information management, and later for the development and manufacture of a variety of devices that were to the ordinary computer, as a top event horse was to a child's pony.
But it was Bunny's, and it's rightfully yours.
Ceci, you don't understand how threadbare the fabric has become since you exposed Kentry and Lorenza. I suppose it had begun before, but that's when it became obvious. Bunny and I, and Kevil, were holding an alliance of families by the skin of our teeth. All those years of social connections, business connections, and Kevil's legal skills and intuition. But the crises kept knocking it out of balance. Kemptree's abdication, that patchcock mess, the scare about bad rejuvenation drugs and the Moraline-Consoline family collapse, and then Brun's abduction.
And I went back to Rotterdam to play with horses.
Yes. I understand it, in a way. People want to do the work they love, marry and have children, have some fun. But if too many people do that, Cecilia, it leaves gaps for people who want power for its own sake, and who may use it in ways that later degrade your life.
How is Kevil?
Alive. He's still not himself. He may never be, the doctors say. And without Bunny, or me, if I could only find a way. He doesn't have the backing to do what he did for us before.
I should visit him.
Yes, you should. You should tell him what you told me, with all the names you know. He might know something useful, something that would give us leverage.
And Brun?
Brun has a crazy notion of changing her identity, going to the Gwenessi and getting a rejuve and biosculpt that will make her a new person from the bones out.
She doesn't want the children.
Would you? Oh, no, she doesn't want them. I don't want them myself, really. Bunny did. Bunny had some crazy idea that they could grow up to prove their existence wasn't a disaster, but it is.
What are they like?
Babies. Toddlers, really, at this point. Neither looks like anyone in our family, and they aren't identical. One has the brightest red hair I ever saw, and the other's is brown. Brun says one of the men was a redhead.
Cecilia noticed that Miranda had not used names.
The gene scan showed some interesting anomalies. According to one geneticist, who's also looked at the women and other children, these people were seriously inbred with a lot of undesirable recessives concentrated. Of course, we had the boys treated at once, although it was too late for a complete washout.
What do you call them?
We don't, actually, have names. Brun never did, and she refuses to talk about it. The nurses call them Red and Brownie. I know those are names for dogs or ponies, not boys. Nicknames at best. I just don't... Bunny and I had been talking about it when he was killed.